You're listening to KNKX. Many of us believe in equality, diversity, and inclusion, but it can be challenging to stand up for those values. Bias often gets in the way, whether it's our own or the bias of others. Social scientist Dolly Chuk, who teaches at New York University, says each of us could be doing more to confront our prejudice. In her new book, The Person You Mean to Be, How Good People Fight Bias, Chuk explains ways to spot your intolerance and provides examples about becoming a better ally. She talked more about these concepts in an interview with KNKX Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick via Skype.
Dolly, what prompted you to do this research and write this book?
Kirsten, I'm a scientist who studies these issues, bias. I've been doing it for a long time, almost 20 years. But I'm also a person living in a really dynamic, changing, charged world like everyone else. And I'm a person who steps in it, you know, quite frankly, more often than I'd like to admit.
I don't think you're alone there.
No, I've learned that. And I'm a person who cares deeply about issues around justice, who, to be honest, is trying to find my own way. So together with these experiences of doing the science and living in this world, I felt like there were tools and strategies out there that we could all use. They would allow all of us to take our beliefs in diversity and inclusion in fighting bias and figure out how to actually build neighborhoods, communities, workplaces where those things are a reality.
This seems like something that's so relevant in our society today, in our workplaces today. What did you find that was revelatory in your research?
You know, one of the things you just alluded to, that we are all struggling with this, that we are all works in progress, whether you're an activist on the front lines, whether you're completely new to this conversation. It was fascinating to me in the 40 plus interviews I did for the book to hear how nobody has figured this out. That is a revelation, and it is, I think, the whole point behind the mindset that I'm offering the reader. I use this distinction between being a good person, which is a really pretty tight corner to be in. You're someone who doesn't make mistakes, that you don't step in it, and being a goodish person. A goodish person is someone who's a work in progress, who's doing their best, but sometimes making mistakes. Those kind of goodish moments are ones where we want to like shrink into a corner and disappear. And there's actually an opportunity to grow and learn.
It seems somewhat freeing to consider yourself a goodish person, that you mean well, but sometimes may make mistakes. Right. How do you recognize your own bias within yourself and be open to changing that for the better?
Well, the first step is to realize that if you think you have no blind spots, that is your blind spot right there. That is just a truth. And then the tools and strategies from there, there's a wonderful metaphor that I learned from Corey Hajim, who was someone who supported me in the writing of a TED Talk I did recently. And the metaphor she offered me was, what if we thought about this like technology? Like, we all accept that we are going to have to learn some new way to work our phones, or how do I upload, or now there's a new something gram I've got to master. The same is true here on issues that have to do with ethics or bias or diversity or inclusion. The world is changing around us, and shouldn't we treat it the same way? Shouldn't we learn from experts and update our knowledge even if we thought we had something mastered? It's the same approach.
What's your advice for folks who may want to take this and run with it where they're at the coffee shop and they're interacting with people, or at the grocery store, or in their workplace, and trying to identify what their own biases are and then maybe change their interaction with others?
I think one of the pieces of the book that I've gotten the most positive feedback on is something called the 20-60-20 rule. This is something I borrowed from Lucia Annunzio, who's a consultant. She used the 20-60-20 rule to help organizations going through big change efforts, you know, new accounting systems or something like that. Whereas I've repurposed it to be, what do you do when you are trying to influence people around you? The way the 20-60-20 rule works is that assume 20% of people are ready to go on board with whatever this new thing is. And then assume 20% of people are never coming with you. They are stuck where they are. And, you know, Lucia would refer to it as they're comfortably miserable on that particular issue. And then there's this middle big group of 60, and of course these numbers are made up, but let's call it a 60%, that is not super engaged in the issue, but they are going to kind of basically go where the wind blows. And that's the group that you can actually have a ton of influence over. And so when we're in our workplaces, in our coffee shops, and we're interacting with others, we tend to get very distracted by the stuck 20. They're vocal, they're steadfast in their views, and we forget that middle 60 is there. That's the group we can actually have the most influence on. And researchers who study influence have shown when people don't have deeply held views on something, they're more swayed by stories than statistics.
Is it more of a lead by example for those folks in that 60%, or is it more individual conversations where you feel like you can really have a meaningful chat with someone and maybe sway them in a way that you think might make them less biased in a way?
Yeah, I think it's both. And I think it's also recognizing that they're often the hidden audience, so that we do sometimes get pulled into those battles with the stuck 20. I mean, picture social media as the classic example of like you finding yourself in this back and forth. Rather than going in the back and forth with that stuck 20, what we can do is not try to convince them they're wrong. We can simply put a stake in the ground that I have a different point of view. And then whatever we say to them is not to convince them, because we know we're not going to, but it's really speaking to that hidden audience that we know is eavesdropping right now.
All right, Dolly, thanks so much.
This was a thrill. Thank you so much for having me, Kirsten.
Dolly Chugh is an associate professor of management and organizations at the Stern School of Business at New York University. Her new book is called The Person You Mean to Be: How Good People Fight Bias.